Hello, my name is Andrew Mucci. This is the show Never Heard That. Thanks very much for joining me. Our focus for this show is on English act Baby Bird and the track You Will Always Love Me from their 1998 album There's Something Going On. There is actually a story behind how I came upon Baby Bird and ended up buying this album. Somewhere along the line I got to see the film clip for their track You're Gorgeous. It would have been at the time that it and the album it came from, Ugly Beautiful, was released, which was 1996. The song was nice enough, but what stayed with me was the image of the vocalist putting on glasses with the word chart on one side and music on the other. It seemed to me that he was making us aware that this particular track was being done for one purpose in mind, and that was to be commercially successful. If indeed that was the case, then he got it 100% right, as this was their most successful album by some distance, and the song reached top 3 in the UK and was an international hit. When about 6 years later I stumbled upon a copy of their second album, 1998's There's Something Going On, in a special price area, and with that video memory in mind, I decided that I would buy it. The album is actually a band album. Vocalist Stephen Jones started Baby Bird himself as a solo act and had done a lot of recording prior to their first album. That first album involved the band members, but all songs had been previously written and demoed by Jones. By the time of recording There's Something Going On, all but one of the songs were new. When I listened to the album for the first time, I was very, very impressed. Track 1, the single Bad Old Man, with its incessant upright bass riff and drum roll, I realised I already knew and liked. From there, the album bounded from strong track to strong track. I really rate this album and think that Baby Bird achieved something quite special. It is unique, clever, innovative, alternative and commercial all at the same time. But there is a strange aspect to it. It is very happy, yet very dark at the same time. Stephen Jones has a unique and strong voice, and that is a really big plus. His lyrics, however, can be very dark indeed, and that is the case throughout this album. What is most peculiar is that if you like your sing-along, you'll undoubtedly do that to this very sing-alongable album. But what you'll find is that you are singing some pretty disturbing lyrics. Consider yourself warned. A couple of years ago, I happened upon a live recording of the band from this period, and I was also very impressed with the quality of that performance. In my opinion, it was a reflection of how well the band were gelling together in this period of time. There is a lot of Baby Bird material, and in particular a lot of material created by Stephen Jones. I did get my hands on a few of their subsequent albums, but I can't go past this one. It doesn't happen too often, but this is one of those genuine times when I don't know which track from an album I should be highlighting for this show because there are so many to choose from. But I made a choice. Here is the track You Will Always Love Me by English act Baby Bird from their 1998 album There's Something Going On.
It's so wide, it's so tall. I'm a ghost coming through your wall. You will always be mine. You will always love me. You will always be mine. You will never be free. Little birds between my ears, take away your brain. Drop it through my empty eyes. Please come back again. You will always be. Please come back again. You won't go away. Please come back again. I will always love. Come back again. You will never be free. You will always be young. I will always be old, as the sun warms me up. Your body grows cold. You will always be mine. You will always love me. You will always be mine. You will never be free. You will always be mine. You will always love me. You will always be mine. You will never be free. It's so wide, it's so tall. I'm a ghost coming through your wall.